I just want to say thanks again to GrowthDay.com for sponsoring this podcast. GrowthDay is a number one self-improvement system. It has all the tools, motivational classes, and life coaching you need to fulfill your potential. If you love journaling, tracking your habits, setting goals, and learning from inspiring motivational speakers and wellness coaches, then you'll love GrowthDay. I teach on GrowthDay every month, and I love to see you on the app. Go to GrowthDay.com for a free trial. Join 300,000 people making self-improvement a way of life. Visit GrowthDay.com to start your new life with a free trial today.
Uh-oh. Today is one of those days. It's one of those episodes, you know, when the energy is just so real and just like minutes ago given to me, meaning that I saw a message and it sparked a lot of like thought in my head. Like it was just one of those messages that like grabbed me and say, you know what, instead of just telling you everything right now, I'm going to record a podcast for you and for a lot of people, because this is one of the things that I've been getting a lot of lately. People feeling guilty for taking care of their life. People feeling guilty for bettering their life. People feeling guilty for becoming the best version of themselves. And we got to quit all that. Okay, so before we get into, I'm being very rude now. Hello, new listeners, rehabbers. Welcome to the Straight Up Podcast. I'm your host, Trent Shelton. And I want to say thank you to everybody, seriously, like for all the support that you give, whether it's listening to the podcast, whether it's watching videos, whether it's being a part of, you know, my inner circle, whether it's buying merchandise, reading the books, whatever it is, listen to, you know, my music on Spotify, iTunes, whatever it is, I appreciate you. And I'm going to do something real quick. And I'm so like eager to get into this episode, because it's just going to be one of those episodes that is going to be just straight up to the point. But at the end of majority of the episodes, I'm going to do something cool from here on out, because I've been thinking about ways to like give back to you guys as much as I can. And so at the end of this episode, I'm going to do something cool. So you want to make sure you listen to the end of this episode, and it'll be different every single episode. You know, it might be for all of you. It might be for one of you. It might be a few of you. And for you that are listening to this thinking that you can just skip to the end, that's not going to happen. I used to be that person where I'm going to just skip to the end and then act like I listened to it. Nope. Because if you don't listen to it, you're not going to know what you're talking about. So make sure you listen to this episode. And again, make sure you apply it. Make sure you share this with somebody, tag somebody to it, because there's people in this world that needs to hear this message today.
What's up, rehabbers across the world? Welcome to Straight Up with Trent Shelton. Throughout my career, from the NFL to sold out stages, speaking to thousands, I built up a toolkit to break through negative mindsets, let go of what's holding you back, and start rehabbing your life. And every show is going to be jam-packed with tips, tricks, and tools to push you forward. I'm always going to be real with you and give you the 100% truth, even when it's going to pierce your heart. This is me, Trent Shelton, straight up.
I feel like the whole entire world needs to hear this message today. And before we get started, we already started, but before we really jump into it, I want to challenge you, okay? While we're in this quarantine, again, do not come out of this quarantine the same that you went in this quarantine. The new normal for you, which is a good thing. When people, I want things to return back to normal. No, you're not returning back to the normal that was you before this situation, okay? We're not going back to that, because we're gonna grow. We have learned. We are growing. We're removing things from our life that don't add to it. Our mindset is getting better. Holistically, we've become a different beast. So when you get back, it's not going to be the same normal, because you're not the same person. In this season of your life, I want to challenge everybody listening to it, because I did this with me and it changed my life so much. In 2018 was my selfish year. Some people are like, oh, selfish? Like, I don't know about that. Selfish, that's not a good thing. Obviously, I care about people. Obviously, I have a heart to serve people, right? But I'm using the word selfish because I really want you to understand like how important this is. 2018 was the year that I said, I'm putting myself first. I've been put everybody first. I've helped so many people that, you know, that would never even say it. And I don't do it for any type of credit, but I've helped so many people. I didn't help people online. I didn't help influencers. I didn't help friends. I didn't help so many people. And I'm still going to do that. But I realized in helping everybody else, I was neglecting myself. By taking care of everybody else, I was neglecting myself. So in 2018, I made a decision. I said, this is going to be my selfish year. This is going to be the year where I look out for Trent Simmons Shelton. And I know some of y'all didn't know my middle name, but my middle name is Simmons. This is the year that I look out for Trent Simmons Shelton. This is the year that I'm putting myself first for once. Just for once. Because I don't want to get to the end of my life and meet the 90-year-old Trent Simmons Shelton, the one that I talked about on episode 10 with Dying With Your Dreams. I don't want to meet that Trent Simmons Shelton and that Trent Simmons Shelton say, man, bro, you didn't put everybody else first. You forgot about me. Now you're 90 years old. You left so much on the table. Now you're 90 years old. You're living with so much regret. I refuse to do that. And so in 2018, I made those changes and it changed my life. It changed my life because I started to learn what protecting my peace was about. I started to learn what knowing my worth was about. I started to understand what self-care was about. So I say these things to tell you, maybe this is your season. Hopefully it is. Maybe this is your season. That's your selfish season. Okay. The season that you really get your stuff together. You didn't help everybody else get their stuff together. You know, you didn't post the quotes for everybody else. You inspiring everybody else. You motivating everybody else. You looking out for everybody else. But maybe this is the season where you say, you know what? I'm going to do that for myself. Maybe this is the season that is your self-care season. You didn't take care of everybody else. You didn't take care of everybody else's business. You didn't, you know, been that person that other people can lean on. I'm not telling you to change who you are, but maybe this is your season. That's your self-care season. You look in the mirror and say, you know what? I'm going to take care of myself for once. Maybe this is your know your worth season. That you say, I'm not accepting less anymore. And I don't care who don't like it. We're going to talk about it in a second. Maybe this is a season where you level up. You say, I didn't help other people level up. I didn't watch other people level up. I didn't support other people in their level up. This is the year that I'm going to level up. This is the year that I'm going to put in the work. This is the season right now that I'm going to pull that greatness from inside of me. Maybe this is a season that you say, if it's not adding to my life, it's being subtracted from it. And you don't feel guilty about it. And that brings me to this episode. I know we already started. I know we already going 120%. I know we going ham right now. But this is what this episode is about. It's about not feeling guilty for taking care of you. I've gotten an influx of messages where people feel guilty for doing so many things that are better in their life, for doing so many things that are right for their soul, that they have to do, and they feel guilty for it. And I'm not saying that anything is wrong with that, because that's a normal human emotion. I call it success guilt. I call it survivor's guilt. And I had success guilt in my life. The more I became successful, I felt guilty for it because I felt I was leaving people behind, because I felt I was changing, because I felt that other people, you know, didn't like it. And it was true. Other people didn't like it. So I'm going to talk about a few things right now to not feel guilty for that I need you to apply to your life to never feel guilty for again. Okay. Write these things down because it's very important, because at the end of this podcast, I'm going to ask you about these things. Okay. Number one, never feel guilty for changing for the better. Never feel guilty for changing for the better. And I know that is one of those duh moments. It's like, duh, Trent, why would I feel guilty? Why do you feel guilty then? Why do we feel guilty for changing for the better? And people always put that, throw that, that guilt trip on us, right? Oh, you change, you change, you change, you change. You're right, I change. And some of us, we start to feel like, oh, I did change. Like, was I not supposed to change? Absolutely, you were supposed to change. Absolutely, you're going to change after listening to this podcast. You ain't living this life to stay the same. And they ain't living their life to stay the same. So whoever tries to put that guilt trip on you, understand the reason why they're doing that is because they're not growing. Growth will always leave people behind that are addicted to staying the same. I wish I had some blowhorns right now, like, bah, 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 that you really hear that, like you in the club, right? And you pay attention. Growth will always leave people behind that are addicted to staying the same. When people don't want to change because it's uncomfortable. Most people don't want to go through that uncomfortableness. I don't know if that's a word, but it sounds great right now. People don't want to go through that. So when you start to grow, I've said this a million times, your success reminds them that they ain't doing nothing. Your change reminds them that they're the same. And so they will try to make you feel guilty for it because instead of supporting you, instead of actually making the changes in their own life, that's too hard. So I'd rather like minimize you, make you feel guilty for it, so I can feel comfortable with you not changing your life. You can't do that anymore. I'm going to tell you something about growth. As a side note, growth is hard. Growth is tough. Nothing easy about growth. That's why most people don't make that. But you have a choice. Either you can grow or you cannot grow. Either you can grow and do better with your life, or you can stay the same. Listen, it reminds me of like my trail running. I go out and run trails, and it's super packed now, as a side note. But, like, it be packed now. But the trails, I know all the trails that still allow me to practice my social distancing because I'm a social distancing expert. I've been practicing since 1984. But seriously, on the trails, I know there's a part of the trail that's always going to be empty. And you know why? Because it's an uphill. Like, for 400 meters, it's straight uphill, and it sucks. I mean, have you ever ran uphill and you feel like everything inside of your body is about to just come out your body? Like, you just feel like you have no air. It feels like a vacuum is just sucking out all the air. If you never felt like that, you never ran uphill. And so I do these sprints, and I do them there because I know nobody is going to be there. And the reason being is because growth is an uphill thing, right? There's a lot of people that go on the flat, the neutral elevation. There's a lot of people who go down the downhills because that's easy. It takes no effort to go down the downhills. When you decide to grow your life, you have to realize that it might be lonely. The journey might be lonely because everybody's not willing to take it. The path might be lonely because everybody's not willing to go on that journey. So, number one, never feel guilty for changing for the better. If it leaves people behind, it's probably just showing you that those people probably didn't have the same values as you. Okay? Number two, this is a big one. And I wish I could spend 89 minutes on it, but I can't. Today, we'll revisit this sometime later on. But number two, never feel guilty for moving on with your life. I'm gonna say that again. Never feel guilty for moving on with your life. Do not let people gaslight you. Do not let people manipulate you. Do not let narcissist people, right, fool you with their narcissist behavior like they try to do and make you feel bad for doing what's good for your life. And it's crazy to me when it comes to this because a lot of times we feel guilty for moving on. I know I did, right? I know I do. Even at times when I move on, whether it's people or whether it's from something, I feel bad. And I have to ask myself, why do I feel bad for doing what's good for me? And usually it's because other people are trying to make me feel wrong for doing what's best for my life. And I find it crazy and funny because those same people would do the same thing. Those same people would play the same cards if they had the same deck. Those same people would do the exact same things that you are doing if they were in your position. The thing is, they're not in your position. So I want to tell you this. There's nothing wrong with moving on from being treated wrong. There's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with moving on from things that aren't good for your life. Whether that's a job and you leave the job because the job is toxic, because the job is draining, because the job is stressful, and the boss or your coworkers try to make you feel a certain type of way because you looking out for you because they ain't got the guts to step up to the plate and they just want to stay in the same place for the rest of their life. And maybe it's good for them. But I'm talking about the people who hate their job, right? The same coworkers that tell you so much how they hate their job, but you decide to do something and then they try to make you feel bad about it. Don't let people chain you to settling in your life. Don't let people chain you in an environment that you know is draining to your soul. Don't let people do that. There's nothing wrong with moving on with your life. That is a part of life. Because if we don't move on, if we don't turn the page, we're going to stay stuck in the same chapter that's not beneficial for our life, that's not beneficial for the things that surround our life. And that's exactly how you don't finish your story in life, by staying stuck on the chapter because you're afraid to move on, you're afraid to move forward, and you allow the people who are afraid to move forward to hold your life back. I know I'm preaching to somebody right now. Okay, so number two, never feel guilty for moving on with your life. There's a reason why you want to do it. There's a reason. You're not just moving on because you just want to move on. Obviously, there's something either better in your future, or you know that in order to get to a better future, you can't stay in the same place that you're staying in. Okay? So number two, never feel guilty for moving on with your life. Next one, never feel guilty for knowing your worth. Oh, man. Okay. Let me sit up for a second. Never feel guilty for knowing your worth. You tell someone how to treat you by what you accept. If y'all need a deeper version, go listen to episode 9 on the Know Your Worth episode where I talk all about it. Okay. You tell someone how to treat you by what you accept. Never settle for less. Never settle for less. People might call you stuck up because you know your worth. Oh, well, you know how many people I've had try to play the guilt card on me to take advantage of me, whether it's business that's happened, whether it's like personal relationships that's happened. And I refuse to be bullied into accepting less in my life. I refuse to be manipulated and accepting less in my life. I know my worth, and I'm going to add tax to it. I know my worth. I know my value. And I'm not going to let anybody else try to change that. I'm not going to let society try to change that. I'm not going to let stereotypes try to change that. I'm not going to let people who don't know their value try to change my value. I'm not going to let people place their opinions upon my life that don't know anything about my life. But we get into this moment where we feel guilty for knowing our worth. We feel guilty for saying no. We feel guilty for saying, nah, I'm not going to be a part of that. Because some of us, we're so afraid of the conversations that are going to be had behind our back because we said no. Do I got to remind you again, people talking about you anyways, people going to judge you regardless. It don't matter. The people that love to talk about people for doing the right thing, they're going to talk about you even when you do the right thing. Do you realize that? So yeah, you have to understand what's best for your life. This is a season for you. So if you got to say no, say no. And they might hit you back with like, oh, you stuck up. Oh, you ain't this. You ain't that. Oh, you ain't the person that you say you are because you ain't pleasing them. It's so funny when people always try to say you ain't the person you say you are when you don't do the things that they want you to do. But as long as you're doing the things that they want you to do, oh, you Gucci. You good. But as soon as you stop doing the things that they want you to do, then it's a problem. That's a person that is in your life just to use you, by the way. So number three, never feel guilty for knowing your worth at all. Okay? Number four, never feel guilty for protecting your peace. Okay? Never feel guilty for protecting your peace. Get around people. Listen to me now. Get around people who bring out the best in you, not the worst. I'm going to repeat that. Get around people who bring out the best in you, not the worst. Okay? People who give you happiness, not misery. I refuse. You don't have to be like me, but this is just my two cents for those that want to know it. I refuse to be stressed out by unnecessary drama. I remove all drama from my life. I do. Life is too short, especially like, now there's certain dramas that you got to deal with. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not saying that you're immune to drama, but especially unnecessary drama. Like, I can't stand the drama that has nothing to do with me at all. And I have a pet peeve. If your drama has nothing to do with me, don't bring your drama to me. And that might not seem like the best friend approach. I'm here for you, but I'm not going to deal with a drama that has nothing to do with my life. I refuse to be stressed out by unnecessary drama. I have no patience. And I would really suggest this to you too, because some of y'all are great at having patience for the things you shouldn't have patience for. I have no patience for immaturity and ignorance. And understand, like, I'm not going to feel no types of ways when I say peace to you, because all you're doing is taking peace from me. And so I want to just tell you right now, like, you got to make up your mind that you're not going to let nothing or nobody ruin your day. I made up my mind. Like, I'm not going to feel guilty for protecting my peace. If I know that there's drama, if I know that there's pettiness, if I know all these things are over there, I'm not going to be around it. And I don't care how you feel about it, because I refuse to be a part of that. Like, I'm not going to let nothing or nobody get me off track. So I am very good at ignore ignorance. You got to give your energy to the things that matter, not drama. Like, you got to stop letting someone's pettiness steal your happiness. You got to stop letting someone's misery steal your joy. Rise above that foolishness. And some of us, what we do is we give people the satisfaction, because we're so afraid of feeling guilty. We give people the satisfaction of knowing they can bring us down to their level. When we know they get their high from making us feel low. They get their significance in knowing that they can frustrate us at any time. It makes them feel powerful. Like, why do we stay in these situations? Why are you staying in these situations? Because I'll tell you this as an extra credit piece. When someone knows they can control your emotions, they know they can control your life, right? There's some people that thrive off of negativity. And if I don't care how good you are to me. I don't care how good you are to me. It doesn't mean that you are good for me. Because if you're a person that might be good to me, but yet you live a life full of negativity, that's going to come back to my life. It's happened to me before. You have to understand, that's what some people live for. Like, misery doesn't like to be alone. It loves company. And what usually happens, we allow their bitterness to kill our spirit. So again, don't feel guilty for protecting your peace. Never feel guilty for that, because negativity doesn't deserve a single drop of your energy. Okay? So stop giving your energy to negativity. Stop letting negativity drain you. Stop letting people drain you that are negative. Kill them with kindness. And the mistake that I've made in my past that a lot of you probably are making, some of us, we hide our happiness because we know it makes us a target for negativity. Never hide your happiness because it makes you a target for negativity. Happiness, joy is not a crime. So never let people make you feel guilty for showing it. Okay? So never feel guilty for protecting your peace. Last but not least, because I could go all day. Never feel guilty for staying loyal to your Y-O-U-R, to your standards. You don't have to say no to people. Let your standards do it for you. Now, there's going to be people who get butt hurt because you stand loyal to your standards, because they can't convince you to switch up on your standards, because they can't convince you to turn your back on your principles. They're going to get butt hurt. And that's when they start to say, oh, you change, or you're different, because, or you're too good, or you think they're better than everybody else, because they want to make you settle for less. Man, you better not lower your standards for anybody. Because like I preached since 2010, if somebody really wants to be in your life, they're not going to try to convince you to lower your standards to meet them at their level. What they're going to do is raise their standards to meet you at yours. So I know there's people that talk about me because I don't get down like they don't get down, because I don't do that foolery that they be doing. You know, I don't try to take advantage of people like they be doing. And I'd be like, nah, I ain't trying to do that. And so they look at me a certain type of way because I don't want to do the negative things that they do. I don't want to take part in that. Reminds me of what my dad always told me. He was like, man, there's going to be friends that stop being your friends because you don't want to do what they do. Even what they do and they know it's wrong, they want to have that company and joining them and doing the wrong things with them. As soon as you say no to that, they're going to look at you different. They're going to outcast you. They're going to talk about you. It happened. And it's going to happen to you. But you can't make people feel guilty. You can't let people make you feel guilty for staying loyal to your standards, because staying loyal to your standards will pay off in the long run. They might not even have standards, because most people who manipulate people don't. And you might see them being quote unquote blessed and understand they're not blessed. But you might see them quote unquote winning because they doing certain things, because they operate in a certain way. They doing the wrong things and it seems like they're getting the right results. That's never going to last. That's never going to last. So don't think that you got to fit in with them. Don't think that you got to change who you are to get something that you want. Because if you got to change who you are to get what you want, what does that tell you? It tells you what you want. It's probably something that you don't need. But other people will convince you different. They're going to say, oh, you going by the books. Are you a square? Are you doing it like that? I remember in high school, like I made good grades. Like I was a cool kid, I think. You know, I was popular. You know, I was cool, you know. But I had friends, like, I got along with everybody. You know what I'm saying? You can catch me with everybody. It's just, I was that dude. Like, I was just able to get along with everybody. Some of you are like that. And so I remember my friends would try to make me feel a certain type of way because I would take care of my grades, right? They're like, man, you a nerd, Trent. Like, you make straight A's and you make maybe a B here and there. Like, you studying? Like, you going, like, you what you doing? Are you studying right now? Why are you doing that? Oh, you a nerd. Like, what? They try to make me feel guilty for having standards. They try to make me feel guilty for elevating my life. And it's happened throughout my career. It still happens today. Maybe not in a form of school, but it still happens today. You know, you have standards of what you eat. People are like, oh, you think you too good to not eat this? Oh, you too healthy? Oh, you work out all the time? Oh, why you work out all the time? Like, you don't have other things to do? You know what I'm talking about. Them bitterness people that try to kill your spirit, don't let them make you turn your back on what you know you got to be loyal to. Oh, are you still committed to that? You still doing that? Are you still showing up to that? You still doing that little thing? As we wrap this up, I'll leave you with this. It's still people today that will try to throw the little thing in there. I might have said this before on a podcast, but this is what happens when people have jealousy, right? When people are trying to make you lower your standards, they always try to throw the little thing. Are you still doing that little thing? Are you still doing that little business? Are you still got that little side hustle? People are like, you still doing that little rehab time thing? I was like, yep, I'm still doing that little rehab time thing and we impacting the world. Yep, I still am. Sure am. It's still, yep, it's little. We're still growing. And I always try to point that out because people will try to minimize you. They'll try to minimize you because you're doing the right thing. And so they want to make you feel guilty for doing the right thing. Don't let people make you feel guilty for having ethics, for having morals, for having standards, all right? But like I told you, as we wrap this up, I feel like I want to do a protect your peace moment. And I want to do it. You know, I'm going to bring down the energy for a moment and speak into my heart. And so as we wrap up this episode, I want to have you close your eyes if you can. If you're driving, don't close your eyes, obviously. If you're running, I mean, if you can close your eyes while you run, it's pretty skillful. I wouldn't suggest it. But as we come to this Protect Your Peace moment, as you hear the music play, I want to just have you think about your life and everything that you've been feeling guilty for. Maybe you've been feeling guilty for changing for the better. Maybe you moved on from a toxic situation, or you moved on from a job and you feel like maybe you left some people hanging, or maybe you felt, you know, other people try to make you feel guilty for it, or maybe people try to make you feel a certain type of way because you wouldn't accept less in your life anymore. You know, maybe you're feeling guilty for knowing your worth. You know, maybe you're starting to think like, is there something wrong with me because, you know, I'm not willing to settle for less? Is there something wrong with me because I'm not willing to do what everybody else is doing for attention? Is there something wrong with me because I'm saying no to the things that I know won't bring peace and energy, the right energy to my life? Maybe you're feeling guilty for protecting your peace. Maybe you removed some things from your life that were robbing you from your peace. Maybe you got away from that circle that was bringing drama and gossip and always wanted to talk about negative things. And maybe they made you feel a certain type of way because you protected your peace. Or maybe you have a practice and you meditate and you do yoga, or you go out in nature and people make you feel weird for doing that. They call you different. Maybe you feel guilty for having standards. You know, maybe someone's trying to convince you to lower your standards and they say your standards are too high. And you start to ask yourself, well, you know, maybe I do have, maybe I should lower my standards. If you're feeling like that, if you felt like that, you're probably going to feel like that at moments because it's a part of life. I want to tell you that there's absolutely nothing wrong with no longer feeling guilty for anything that betters your life. I want to tell you that there's absolutely nothing wrong with not feeling guilty with anything that makes you a better version of you. And so I want you to focus on your progression, not the discussions about you. I want you to focus on the change that you made and how it's changed your life, not the chatter about how you changed. I want you to be proud of yourself right now because you had the courage and you had the guts to do the things that those people criticize you for, to do the things that they wanted to do and they criticize you for it. This is your season to put yourself first. We only get one life and we got to make the best out of it because the people that truly need your life need you to walk into the greatest you. But like I tell you at the end of every single episode, it all starts with you. You can open your eyes now, and maybe you didn't close your eyes at all. I want to say thank you for spending 20-some minutes with me today. I don't know where we're at. Actually, we're at 30 minutes, a longer episode. And I said I would do something at the end of this episode. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to pick three of you, okay? Actually, you know what? I'm going to pick five of you. I'm going to pick five of you that got to the end of this episode. I'm going to have a FaceTime call with you. I'm going to call you on FaceTime, right? We're going to have a FaceTime moment together, okay? What you have to do, this is going to be outside of y'all's comfort zone for some of you. You have to tag at rehab time, okay? You have to make sure, I'm putting some stipulations to this because I want to eliminate some people because I know it's going to be a lot of people. So I want to eliminate because everybody's going to be like, I ain't doing that. That's too much, Trent. So number one, you have to be following me, which you probably are. You have to be following at Rehab Time Instagram because my team is going to, you know, be looking for this. And what you have to do is you have to send in a video. It could be through stories or it could be on your page, as long as you tag us, about the five things that I talked about today to never feel guilty for. And which one applied to you and why you're not going to feel guilty. It can be 30 seconds. It can be 20 seconds if you're a fast talker. It can be 1 minute. Okay? But do it. And I'm going to pick five of you. Five. It's a great shot. It could be you. I'm going to pick five of you and we're going to get your information and I'm going to FaceTime you, you know, probably this next week or so. Okay. So I appreciate you. Thanks for tuning in. Stop feeling guilty. All right. For taking care of you. This is your season to not feel guilty anymore for becoming the greatest you. It's rehab time. Let's get it straight up. I'll see y'all next week. Straight Up is hosted and recorded by me, Trent Shelton. The episodes are produced by Chelsea Harfouche and mixed and edited by Andrew Weller. Cameron Berkman is our executive producer. Straight Up with Trent Shelton is a production of The Hollis Company.
Hey, what up, y'all? It's that time of the year. Everybody's talking about forming new and healthier habits. Change your habits, change your life, right? Listen, I love it. I'm sure you started some new habits this year. I know I did. But the question is, how are you tracking those habits? Have you ever wondered, like, which habits matter most? Which habits are you tracking daily, weekly, monthly? A lot of people know they need to improve their habits, but let's be real, they don't know where to start. That's why I think you'll love Growth Day, the world's number one, I didn't say two, three, four, number one self-improvement system. Growth Day, what it does is it helps you track proven habits that lead to long-term success, not that short stuff, long-term, lasting change, well-being, and positive relationships. And check this out. You can get a free trial right now at growthday.com. What you measure, you can change. The reason people love Growth Day is that you can score your habits every day, week, month. And when you do, you get targeted classes to improve those habits. When you sign up today, you also get Growth Day's mindset journal, wellness challenges, and in-depth personal development courses from the industry's biggest names. And don't forget, I teach live every single month in Growth Day too. You got that right. Yes, every single month I teach a new personal growth topic to help you advance your life. Download Growth Day from the App Store on your phone or start your free trial right now at growthday.com. Let's get it.
Hey, I want to make sure you got my phone number. Like, for real, no kidding. Did you even know that I have a community text number? And if you don't, where have you been? So go ahead, take out your pen and paper, or take out your phone, and write this number down. My phone number is 817-242-2719. I'm going to repeat it for you. 817-242-2719. People always ask, Trent, how did you get that community text number? And how does it work? Well, today's your lucky day. Go to community.com and go get your own. Community makes it easy to get a phone number that you can use to build your audience using texting. People just text you at the number. They're added to the group, and then you can text them out audios, video links, anything you want. Like, you already know, I text out podcast links, random things about life. I text out surprises, all the things that I don't post anywhere else except my rehabber text community. Texting gets me out of the noise of social media and directly to you. And guess what? Now you can start texting your people too. Just go to community.com to get your number. They'll give you a 10-digit real phone number, not those weird short codes that look like spam, but it's more than just a number, y'all. Your new number comes with an inbox for SMS texting. This means you can actually manage your text links from your community and an app on your phone. You can schedule texts at certain times to certain groups. It even comes with auto replies, so many things. Just go to community.com and ask for a free demo. They'll show you how it works and get you your phone number. It's time to start texting your audience versus just posting on social media. Everyone uses community for just that. So go to check them out at community.com. That's community.com. Let's get it.